When Californians go to the polls next month, they will have a chance to vote on Proposition 37, which, if passed, would require food manufacturers to label foods containing genetically modified organisms. And to no one's surprise, food and pesticide companies are fighting back. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
It took mothers and grandmothers to get Proposition 37 on the California ballot during this election season, but if it passes, it would mean food containing genetically modified organisms be labeled. Tom Fendley is the political director of Yes on Proposition 37, California Right to Know, based in Oakland, California.
There's a growing consciousness in this country related to our food. People are becoming more and more concerned about where our food is coming from and what is in it. And Prop 37 is really the latest manifestation of this growing consciousness centered around what is in our food supply. Indeed, 19 states have already tried to pass this simple labeling law that would label genetically engineered foods, just as is the case in 61 other countries. And then federally, there's been a big push to get the FDA to require labeling of genetically engineered foods nationally. The reality is all of those efforts around the country have been squashed thanks to the powerful Monsanto and the other of the world's largest pesticide companies, as well as the junk food industry that's working hand in hand with them. So they've crushed those efforts at the legislative level across the country and nationally. So, indeed, here in California, the campaign to get Prop 37 on the ballot was indeed started by a handful of concerned grandmothers and mothers who started going around the state letting people know that we have the right to know what's in our food, and people agreed with them. So we put it on the ballot, and here we are now with a chance to indeed join 61 other countries in labeling genetically engineered foods.
To get an initiative on the ballot in California requires 500,000 petition signatures. Those grandmothers and mothers brought in 1 million signatures. And it tasks food companies to label food sold to consumers made from plants or animals with genetic material changed in specific ways. And it prohibits marketing such food as natural. But there is opposition to Prop 37, and according to MapLight, pesticide and food companies have been mounting a well-funded campaign to persuade the public to vote against it, funding a campaign to the tune of $40 million. Fendley says Monsanto and Dow have joined forces with Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
And they're blanketing the state with widely discredited TV ads. That is, they are lying to voters about what Prop 37 does. And their motivation is pretty simple. They have a business model that depends upon people not knowing what is in their food. Monsanto and the pesticide giants, they make their money basically in two ways. Primarily, they make it either by selling these genetically engineered seeds and then selling the pesticides that go right along with these genetically engineered seeds. They probably rightfully fear that once people know that up to 80% of their foods on our grocery store shelves have been genetically engineered in the last 15 years, that people may steer away from these foods.
Fendley says when polled, the public always supports the idea of labeling food if it contains genetically modified organisms, but the ads don't use the words right to know or even refer to genetically modified foods.
What they do say is they put forward, you know, a bunch of scare tactics. So, for example, they claim that Prop 37 will raise food costs, when in fact that hasn't been the experience in the 61 countries that already require the labeling of genetically engineered foods. And it also just doesn't make intuitive sense if you sort of stop and think about it because, again, Prop 37 is not a ban on genetically engineered foods. All it is a label. These food companies change their labels on average every 6 to 12 months, and Prop 37 gives them 18 months to comply with this simple labeling rule. Mm. So that's one of the lead sort of arguments that they're pushing out there because they've done their polling and they've learned that if they can convince people that that Prop 37 will raise food costs by, you know, $300 or $400 per person per year, that they think that they can defeat it. So what do? They produce their own studies that indeed create those numbers, and those are the studies that they are, of course, pushing in their TV ads.
And when we talk about genetically engineered crops, what is meant by the terms? According to Mark Bittman, in a column that appeared in the New York Times, what most genetically engineered crops have in common is that they're bred to be super resistant to chemical herbicides, chemicals that will kill pretty much everything except the specified crop. And as the weeds that those chemicals are meant to kill adapt and grow bigger and stronger, more and stronger chemicals are needed to try and deal with them. At times, these super applications are successful, and at times they're not. One of the new chemicals sold by Dow and used in conjunction with the newly engineered corn is 2,4-D, which is one of the components in Agent Orange. Fendley says the support for Proposition 37 will show, as food critic Michael Pollan said, how powerful the food movement is in this country.
It's a movement that's still sort of in its earlier stages. But so Prop 37 really is, it's not only a good test, but it's an important opportunity for anyone who cares about their food and cares about the food supply in this country to step up and get involved. It doesn't matter where you live. You know, supporting Prop 37 is in everyone's best interest.
On a federal level, Ohio Democrat Congressman Dennis Kucinich has introduced his own bill, the Genetically Engineered Food Right to Know Act, which would require nationwide labeling. He says independent studies show that genetically engineered food can create new, unintended toxicants and increase allergens and other health problems. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.